You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don. And the new Watson grocery store.
Oh, I guess I should plug this shit in.
Let's get ready to rumble!
That's one of the worst songs ever. I hate this song.
Yeah. Jock Jams!
98 YGR, York's hottest, 1995. Hey, who wants to go to Taco
Jock
Bell
Jams.
In my Toyota Paseo?
Welcome to the big show.
We'll get the 10-pack.
Like
we'll
mix
some hard, soft, and bean Doritos.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
Oh, man.
98YZR, your son.
Hey, make sure you meet up with Captain Cotters. He'll be at the Food Line and Red Line from 1 to 5 today. Get out all kinds of 98YZR prizes and surprises. And then you can watch him kill himself. That's right. He's going to kill himself because he only makes $19,000 a year. And he has four kids. He's going to hang himself in the garage.
How many times did you have to say the Food Lion and Red Lion?
Hey, the Food Lion and Red Lion. Right now it's 98YCR on your stereo, but it's 41 degrees on the square.
Captain Counters.
Did you have to do a bunch of these promotional things?
Oh, yeah. 98YCR, yikes.
Did you ever hear the promotional, what he did? You know, he was talking about the Hershey Pavilion. All the things coming up the Hershey Pavilion. LFO.
Oh, man.
I mean, did you have to, like, go to the grocery stores and give out,
I never had to do that because I was not one of the primetime
players. Because I'm not photogenic.
I was...
But no, he did that for another radio station, but he wasn't on air, so he was just the guy there handing out t-shirts.
I was...
Intern Tony.
The Watto... I do. I was on the air for, like, one weekend. And...
It was so good they asked me not to come back. It made the other guys feel so good.
They changed the locks.
The other times I was, I was just a promotions dude.
Hey, Tony, Big Don O'Brien just showed up. He's drunk as a skunk and can't perform his shift. Is there a chance that you could fill in?
If that would have happened, I would have froze up and I would not have taken the initiative. And I would have just said, no, I can't do it.
Sure, I'll go on as soon as it goes on. Here's some Van Halen.
That's pretty much the way it was.
Tony, we don't play Van Halen. This is B102.7.
Oh, man. Big Don O'Brien.
Big Don O'Brien.
A little bit of throat cancer never hurt anybody. He was a good guy. He was very, very friendly, very nice. Only a slight drinking problem. But a real good guy.
Slight drinking.
Another guy I worked with was Pete the Night Wolf. Night Wolf.
Pete Michaels.
I like how you say wolf.
Wolf.
He was go get me one of them diet wolves.
He would say everything with using the word wolf instead of actually...
Saying the word. Kind of like Smurf.
Yeah, pass me some cheese wolves.
I still refuse to believe that.
Hey, can you give me a 2-liter bottle of wolf?
are you fucking sick?
Yeah, man. Hey, the wolves are out, man.
Wait a minute, are the wolves actually out, or is there something else out?
Back around, this is like 1997, 98. There was that little boy from Cuba that
Elian Gonzalez.
He would just say his name over and over and over again. Elian Gonzalez. Yeah, that's that crazy wombat.
Like, what are you talking
about? Wow. Elian Gonzalez. Hey, wolf. Yeah, well, how you wolves doing?
Here's the latest from Vitamin C.
Hey, when you're out there sticking your stank in the stink, it was terrible.
Wow.
The Night Wolf.
Pete Michaels.
I worked with a guy named MD Throb. Yeah. He was the music director, and he dressed like...
Was that what MD stood for? Music director Throb?
I think it stood for... I think it probably stood for My Dick. It did.
That's terrible.
And this
I'd rather have music director.
If you remember Eddie Murphy's Raw, the leather suit that he wore on stage, this is what MD Throb would wear every day. And he looked like he had cancer. It was not a good look for a guy who's like 5'6". And it looks like he's riddled with cancer. MD Throb. My dick throbs, everybody. My dick throbs. Bam.
Make sure you tune this one up on The Office.
Hey, turn it up loud and proud. My dick throbs.
We used to do remotes at such great clubs as Dinosaurs. And Laurel.
And Laurel, where if you didn't get stabbed at the end of the night, you did not have a good time.
And what was
I was never a nightclubs guy. Not that anyone would think I was ever a nightclubs guy.
I can't believe
but...
you never went to, even like in your early 20s, you were like, hey, I haven't got drunk at a nightclub. Because,
No, in my early 20s, went to Heroes every night. When did I have time?
You got drunk at a Dunkin' Donuts.
Dom was a big nightclub guy.
I got drunk at a house and then went to a Dunkin' Donuts.
I did like the Dunkin'
Donuts. Remember the bar? I think it was Bar, it was called Bar Baltimore.
Baltimore's still there.
I haven't even been to Power Plant in like, I don't know how
long. That's true. I haven't been in a long time, but I guess I was there a couple years ago. Bar Baltimore was still there.
I remember the only thing at Power Plant was Hurricanes. Hurricanes, 7 to 10 quarter beers.
I think Hurricanes is one of the times I got the drunkest I've ever gotten, and then I drove the station van home, and I'm like, I can't believe.
Hey, it's Stash.
I'm not getting, I can't believe I'm not getting pulled over. I'm in three different lanes.
It must be that big antenna on the back of the van causing that.
The wind's catching it.
Yeah. It was nice working for a top 40 station, too, because everyone that was like a redneck would like give you the finger when you drove by.
You're not listening to MZQ, motherfucker.
Oh, it was terrible. You're
not playing Van Halen. Fuck you.
It's absolutely terrible. Senior year, Don, what was your prom song? Did you go to prom?
Yeah. Did we discuss this one?
No.
No?
I think that was just you talking about prom, which was weird because it came out of nowhere. You're just like, guys, I didn't go to my prom. Like, all right, Don. Anyway, so I was watching Night Wolf the other night.
No, I went to prom. Our prom theme, senior
I think
prom.
We did talk about this.
Yeah.
I don't think we did.
Mine was my senior year prom theme was Fields of Gold by Sting.
I'm pretty sure you might have said that actually. That does ring
right?
a bell.
We did.
Does ring a bell.
It's like not even a good song.
No, it's a horrible song.
Mine was
Sting wasn't even popular in the 90s.
Mine was Oh What a Night.
Oh What a Night.
Which, you know, was like a song about like 1963.
Late
losing
December
your
1963, yeah.
And terrible song. Terrible.
Did you go to prom?
I did go to prom.
He went with his mom, which is why that song worked out fine. She went to prom in 63.
Yeah, I went to prom. After prom. Did you guys go to the prom breakfast?
No. I did go to prom. I swore I wouldn't go to prom, and I actually made a big deal about how I thought it was ridiculous you had to pay all your dues in high school to graduate because it was all paying for a prom. I wasn't going to attend. But then I did go to my prom because I didn't want to feel like I missed out. And you know what? I didn't have a very good time. I didn't have a lot of friends that went because they all actually followed through.
Keep going.
I don't... I was like, how far am I going to go with this song? This wasn't even my prom. This was Don's prom. I went to prom with Don.
Please tell me that your prom theme was something like Megadeth.
No, I don't remember what it was. I'm sure it was
something terrible.
Do. No, I'm sure it was something terrible. Like,
Naked Monkey. This was the worst prom theme ever. it's my 20-year high school reunion coming up.
Are you going to go? Are they having a reunion?
Yeah, they always do.
They always have a 20-year reunion.
No, my
now you sound like Tony.
Great job fading out there.
I am always doing improv.
You remember?
This was Jeremy's.
This was my prom theme.
This is like, oh man, one of the classics.
Real McCoy, another night. Another night.
For that
the best part
DJ.
Is going to be that when we play this back, this audio is going to be all chopped up because it's on Tony's laptop.
everybody,
an unlistenable mess.
But everybody will know the words and they'll be singing along.
That's true. Like we're in my car driving as fast as possible on Route 97.
Pass the Night Wolf.
Hey, I thought his was something around Ace of Base.
Hey, pass me some M&Ms and some
Some Diet Wolf.
Some Almond Night Wolf. What? That's stupid. Should edit that out.
DJ John Boucher.
We're not going to edit any of it out.
No. Sorry, I'm distracted by the video.
Are you fading out there?
No.
Honestly, this sounds like Gunther, to be honest. This sounds just like Gunther.
Oh, man, that guy's a tool.
Ace of Base, I think, was more up your alley there.
Yeah, my prompts theme was All She Wants Is Another Baby.
Oh, that she wants is another baby.
I like your version sounds
and apparently,
Jamaican.
Apparently my Ace of Base was Jamaican. That's how we doesn't do it. Our Ace of Base, they were not Jamaican.
So, Don, who'd you go to prom with?
Tony's mom.
I'm trying to think of who I went to. I guess my high school.
How would
girlfriend.
You not remember?
Well,
if you said you went to prom, so you remembered your prom. Like, who did I go with? I don't remember.
Well, no, because
it was some girl.
I guess it was my high school girl.
Was there like one like limo, like 14 prom couples got
I'm
into?
I'm trying to think if we even had a limo.
We did not go in a limo.
Yeah, I don't think we had a limo. I think I drove.
I took her to prom on my handlebars and my bike.
Yeah, I think we had a...
I had to take the basket off so she could get on.
Yeah, I really don't remember the circuit. I know that we had it at Turf Alley out in Ellicott City. That was where it was.
That is pretty fancy.
Where was yours? La Fontainebleau, Glen Burnie.
Martin's West?
Yeah, ours is Martin's West.
Yeah, that was most.
It was Wendy's. Nobody... Route 3 Wendy's.
Pizza Hut.
They shut down the Super Bar back then. It was a good time.
I'm surprised you didn't have anything at La Fontainebleau.
No, you know, we never did anything there. Actually.
At the Glen Burnie.
Never had one show.
Did you ever go to a wedding there?
No.
People don't invite Tony to weddings.
I don't get invited to many weddings. Usually because
I don't get invited to many proms.
So I usually station myself.
So many proms.
I
can't even talk about it. Legally, I'm not allowed to
talk
about it.
Who did you go to prom with?
Were you a big school dance guy?
No.
Did you go there to school dance? I went to Tula.
I mean, I went to all the ones that you should have gone to, like homecoming and...
I went to
the sock hop, the box social. I went all the dances.
We're going hopping.
I went to 3 school dances in my life. I went to in 5th grade, went to the Valentine's Day dance and was forced to dance with a retarded girl.
His mom.
That kind of scarred me. Like, she was full-blown. Retard.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, she really was. Like, she was not.
How are you forced to dance with a retarded girl?
She had a crush on me, and then everyone guilted me into it. I wanted to dance with Angela Jennings. And Angie Jennings is like, hey, why don't you dance with Heather? And I was like, well, if I'm going to dance with Heather, then that means I'll get to dance with Angie.
And that Heather grew up to be Heather Locklear.
You never would have known.
And then it turns out that Heather is more of a glamour when she dances. And I never had a chance to dance with Angie
what
Jennings.
What is a glommer?
She just gloms onto you, kind of like hug, like a right? bear, like a bear hug, kind of like dance.
Why didn't you know that?
I didn't know what he was talking about. Kind of a glommer.
She was a really big glommer. Sorry.
I like to make up words.
No, yeah, that was a good one.
Now, so you had that, and then in senior
How often
year,
have you Facebook stalked Angela Jennings?
You know, I try to, and I've never been able to come across
And the police asked me not to again?
The problem is a lot of these people are married, so you don't know what their married names are. You really
well, a lot of them
Facebook.
put their real name on it.
I don't have that kind of time.
I'll look her up.
Too busy playing Baldur's Gate.
Right. So that was 5th grade.
That was 5th grade. So
that's
then,
elementary school.
And then
flash forward to high school.
Literally flash forward.
We skipped middle school.
Skipped middle school. Didn't do any dances there because I was too terrified.
Middle school dances might be the worst dances, though.
They
were awful.
Yeah.
Like, we had a 6th grade dance, and that was fine because that was still like...
I'm sorry, did you say sex grade dance?
Yep, we had a sex grade dance where we actually went into different rooms and reported on how good each other had sex. No, 6th grade. And that was funny because it was our first dance, so everyone went. Like, the whole class went. And it was, you know, it's not you're old enough to go out and do anything, so it's like everyone
went. It was welcome
went.
To middle school, like,
it
dance.
It was fun.
Yeah.
But then middle school dances were painful.
Yeah.
Painful. And that's what... what's a 6th grade dance? It would have been Rob Bass. I'm on a rock right now.
I hate that song.
That song is at every single...
Doing the Butt.
That song.
Oh,
Doing the Butt.
But then they would hear, the lyrics, teacher-wise, and they would turn it off. Nope, no Doing the Butt.
Yeah. High school, it was moany for us. The teachers would turn that off. Because we'd say, get laid, get fucked.
Oh. Because you're white trash.
And then, This is at the La Fontainebleau.
And we'd say that, and then they would turn it off.
I'm sad that I knew exactly what you meant. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I shouldn't know that.
Anyway, can we flash forward to your... You said you flash forward down to high school.
Yep, because that's the next time I went to a dance. It was... Senior year.
From fifth grade to senior year.
I took my girlfriend, retarded Heather. She's still in Glamon in 6 years.
I went to
from fifth grade to senior year. Tony felt that he couldn't outdo his dance skills from fifth grade until one day he decided that he could do it.
I went to the Valentine's Day dance senior year with the girl I was dating at the time, and it's the same girl I went to prom with as well. And I don't really have a story for that.
Well, that wasn't the pirate lady that you dated for a while there, right?
No. This girl.
What?
I dated a pirate for 2 years.
We're going back into that.
The girl had an eye patch. She had some eye issues.
For like a year.
Yeah.
But Tony was getting some, so he kept dating her.
Hey, that's.
Do it with a patch on.
Keep it on.
Keep that goddamn patch on.
Put on the hat.
Here's a piece of eight.
Call me Captain Jack Sparrow.
Spank me.
I don't think that was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Scratch me. Pull on my bag. Bullet. Bullet. Now hide the gold. Hide it.
I want to continue your story. I'm sorry.
There is no story.
So you went to a Valentine's Day dance that was not a horrible disaster?
That was a fine dance. There wasn't anything special. I remember that my one friend went on because you always go with like other friends of yours in high school. You never really just go just with
Did you get a limo?
We got a limo in the prom. There was like seven of us. So like 14, seven couples, like 14.
So there were seven couples.
In it. 14 people total.
You know, usually it's just one of us that gets it, but that time all of us got it at the same time. There was usually just seven of us.
So there were 14 of us.
There were seven couples, So yeah, then we did the whole like terrible, like let's go to a fast food restaurant and go through the drive through with the stretch limousine.
Oh, that makes you dicks.
It was terrible.
We went through Kmart and we were paging people through Kmart. Yeah.
Such trash.
Yeah.
Dude, let's turn on some real
moany moany.
Oh, let's get ready to ride.
drummer from Def Leppard only got one arm.
Don's fun fact.
Now, so you did other dances, and Don, you right? Just did your.
No, I did all the dances.
Don't to every
which
dance.
One? Tell me the most memorable one.
The most memorable one?
Yeah, let's get behind the scenes with Cherokee Don.
I guess was it? No, I don't think it was prom. I guess it may have been. No, I guess it was prom, like junior prom. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So junior prom. The only reason that was memorable because we, like you said, go to the breakfast next day.
Yeah, prom breakfast. It was right after the prom, I believe, right? Prom breakfast.
Well, the next morning.
Jeremy doesn't know. Jeremy just went home.
The next day.
I did. I went home right after prom.
We went to the aquarium the next day. So we're like,
wait,
a bunch
what?
Of us. We went to the aquarium the next day.
That's terrible. Why would you go there?
What's kind
we
of
want to finger, we want to finger bang by the dolphins. It was amazing.
Wow. I don't believe it. That's what we were planning on doing. But that was back in the day. Remember when they had the sea lions that used to be outside? No? Am I the only one that remembers that? Guess so. Because Tony was too busy finger banging by the dolphins.
But he was alone.
Hide the gold. Hide it.
There's a guy over there. I think he's fingering himself. But he keeps trying to pull the bag. Pull the bag.
What?
Keep saying something about a Bitcoin. Not
wow.
sure.
Wow.
Look at that stingray.
Anyway, there was a lot of stuff going on that day. And long story short, there were one of the guys was a big guy. He dropped his girlfriend by accident and police were called. And they thought that an officer had been shot. And they sent 35 police cars, 4 helicopters. And it was a fun, memorable day. Long story.
But we didn't. What about the brunch?
Oh, we didn't do that. We went and finger banged by the dolphin.
Are you proud of yourself, Tony?
I can't go back to the aquarium ever again. Hey, the aquarium called. They said, please stop finger banging by the dolphins.
Oh, I got to edit it. It irritates me. I have to edit out all this laughing. I have to edit it out.
No way it stays in.
Oh, man. Okay, then we need to laugh for another 10 minutes.
This is pretty solid. Pretty solid.
What else did you do at the aquarium, Tony?
I never actually liked the aquarium. I never really found it to be that much
Science
fun.
Center. I love putting my ball bag on the Science Center. You know, you take that little thing of nails that makes the impression of your hand when you're sticking on it. I used to put my ball bag on
that. Yeah, but everyone else did that too. So that explains a lot of rashes you got.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever been to the Science Center.
Yeah.
Don't think I ever went as a child.
Nothing to help broaden your educational horizons.
Your first school grade crush, what grade? Go.
First school grade crush go, I guess maybe first grade or fourth grade, somewhere in between there.
First grade, ninth grade, something in between. First, ninth grade. I mean, I had girlfriends in first grade, but that doesn't mean anything.
Tony,
like everyone would pick a girl.
Was like, the first time I raped somebody was
third grade. It was finger banging
by
the aquarium.
Finger banging by the dolphins.
No, first grade I had, everyone had a girlfriend in first grade, even though it didn't mean anything.
Did any of those turn out to be psychopaths later on?
I don't know. I moved.
It's a first grade.
And they
grade.
Weren't at least serial killers, so I didn't hear about it. But pretty sure I would be that person for everybody else. Yeah, this guy first grade.
Jeremy?
Now he does a weird podcast.
A horrible podcast.
Horrible. Finger banging dolphins or something. It's terrible.
Tony, you.
Let's see. It was kindergarten. Her name was Kathleen Wardlaw. And we sat together on the bus, so then all the kids made...
Do you believe anything that he's saying at this point, Doug?
No.
All he knows kids... first names and last names. Wardlaw?
Wardlaw. And all the kids made fun of us. Like,
it was Kathleen Wardlaw.
They started doing the whole, kissing on a tree, K.I., blah, 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 blah. And then I started sobbing because I didn't like it. And then the bus driver pulled over and yelled at all the kids because I was crying. And that was a terrible experience. I'm getting too emotional talking about
and
that.
And Kathleen Wardlaw said that's very sensitive.
And then she turned into just a real feminist weirdo. Like 3 years later in third grade, she was awful.
In third grade. That was quite
was
a
terrible.
Turn.
She was terrible.
She was a feminist
It's like,
weirdo.
Okay, we get it. You don't like drugs. You don't like anything fun. You don't like guys. We get it.
Third grade.
It's third grade. We get it.
Kathleen Wardlaw.
Now, you were a heavy drug user, Don.
Yep.
Yep. Fourth grade. You were a safety, weren't you?
I wanted to be a safety, but safety started in the fourth grade, and I moved from one elementary school to another. Ooh. And the elementary school that I moved from, safety started in the fourth grade, and I didn't go to fourth grade there, but my new elementary school didn't have safety, so I was kind of jilted out of the safety program.
What's a safety?
Oh, they wear the orange straps around
like
their chest.
Like a crossing guard?
Like a school patrol. Yeah, they tell the kids to walk and, stay off the grass.
I was
Why would you listen to another school kid?
Because you had the
Because you were the
belt,
oldest kids.
And you had the orange belt.
You had a badge.
It's ridiculous.
And a badge. And if you had the ability and the law.
You were a hall monitor? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Pretty much, yeah.
I used to serve warrants. First grade. He's knocking on the door. Sheriff's Department, open up!
So it's a hall monitor.
Yeah, but you were outside.
You were outside, and if they went in in the bushes, you could pull them out by their throats and neck.
Gave you a...
I doubt they could pull them out by
gave
their throats.
You
I remember doing that. I
school-issued taser.
I took a kid out. He was running around by the bushes. I said, get out of there. He refused to obey my commands. So I
Can't
took
do
this
that.
Kid, grabbed him by the neck, and then Kathleen Wardlaw starts going, police brutality, starts yelling at as loud as
feminist.
She can, and I got in trouble.
Third grade feminist.
And, and it was absolutely outrageous. I took my safety duties very, very seriously.
I was the flag guy.
I got the flag upside down, and I remember the principal came out, and he just, looked at us like he wanted
to. The flag guy? What school
did you
guys go to?
So I went, we didn't know how to, it was me and my best friend, we used to put the flag up in the morning and get to take it down in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And we took it down in the afternoon, and we used to just fold it up into a square, and, out comes, a Vietnam
Weren't
veteran.
Weren't you a scout?
Yeah, but this was in elementary school, so I didn't know any of that. Out walks this Vietnam veteran out of a bus, goes, "No, you never fold that flag that way. Let me show you how to fold a flag." And I've never forgot that.
He was terrifying.
That was his name was leg. Bill Wordlaw.
Of course it was.
He was the kind of guy that would take a girl to the aquarium and finger bang the dolphins. I mean, he was
a real American.
He was that kind of guy.
That was Staff Sergeant Bill Wordlaw. Bill Wordlaw.
Do you remember anything about seventh grade? I have zero memories.
What?
I
zero memories.
I mean, I moved here in seventh grade from Virginia to here. I hated seventh grade because I felt like I was a hick. Mm. But I, how do you not remember a whole year?
There was some drug use and yep. experimentation during that time period.
Sexual only.
And I don't recall much of seventh or eighth grade.
Yeah, seventh grade, I don't recall a lot of that. I mean, I remember like sixth grade and eighth grade, but I really did not like middle school. I wanted to get out of middle school.
No one liked middle school.
Don hated middle school.
I didn't like it.
That's because Don is racist.
Oh, God.
And he's called me Cherokee.
We almost made it. Cherokee Don. Almost made it through the whole episode.
Cherokee Don.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Okay, so let's say first day.
See, when I take over the show, he thinks I'm going to have the editing capabilities.
Well, you will have it. We just won't use it.
No, I'm just going to post it.
So first day after you graduate, you're out of high school. Life is beginning. A whole new challenge. What was the first feelings?
I finger bang a dolphin.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I started a new job right after high school. I started a new job like the day after we graduated.
I went to Ocean City.
I didn't do senior week.
And spent the summer.
I should there. Have, but I didn't.
You spent the whole summer in Ocean City?
Every year from the first grade on, I lived at Ocean City.
It's terrible.
So every summer, I lived in Ocean City during the summer. From first grade through high school.
So what you're saying is you got a lot of snatch during that time period. A lot of trim. A lot of strange.
A lot of drugs in fourth grade, a lot of snatch in third.
Old Cherokee one ball dog.
And I used to not have to go to the aquarium to see the dolphins. I just swam out in the ocean.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Me and my boogie board.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Would you actually live at Ocean City again if you could?
Yeah.
You
no.
would?
No.
Yeah. Really?
Ocean City's a hole.
As a teenager?
No, not
no,
now.
Right now.
Oh, right no, now. Not right now. No.
Yeah, man, think of all the trim I could get.
No, I'm just thinking that that would mean that I'm not married, I don't have all these kids, and yeah.
So
just,
no, I would never make that change.
Never. Why would I do that? Never.
I man. Still, even with that, I still wouldn't move to Ocean City.
Do you guys want to get in the car right now and go to Ocean City?
Yes.
Okay.
You didn't do that the time we went to go look at stars.
Where I don't know where I was. I wasn't there that night.
It was a bad choice. Me, Tony.
What is it with you all?
Big gums.
See,
Big
this
gums
is what's wrestling. Wrong with all you. What is it with you all like wanting to go like gaze at things? Gaze at stars, you with the Christmas lights driving to the neighborhood.
All involves alcohol, I believe.
Pretty much. I think that's just we have a crippling alcohol problem.
A lot of alcohol, and then you mix that in with some extreme sadness. And you get yourself
You know what made me happy when I was a child? Fireworks. Let's go see some fireworks.
Wow.
I'll go home and sadly cry in my pillow.
Wow. We're wrapping up in a few minutes on another episode of Radio Program. This was like a flashback. This was
this is a good, memorable episode.
Man, it's brought back a
I won't remember this next episode, though, at all. I won't remember we recorded this one bit.
It's like seventh grade.
It is.
All over again. Did you ever think that you'd be here today?
No. Nope, I did not.
Walkmans to podcasts.
Man, old man.
Look at how far we've come.
Another episode of Guys.
I hope this episode's just called Finger Bang and Dolphin.
It may, in fact, be called that.
I look forward to seeing that.
A new high in Radio for Winners broadcast.
This has been Radio for Winners. We'll see you next week.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.